In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. The portion of the gospel we heard this morning comes from the Gospel of John in that section where Jesus is giving his final discourse to the disciples. Earlier, he's washed their feet and given them a new commandment, to love one another just as he loved them. Now he's telling them that he's going to be leaving them. And as their anxiety begins to build, he bids them peace. Peace in the face of the change that will be coming upon them. They fear the change as all people fear change. And Jesus reminds them that in the midst of that change, the Spirit will come to them from God in his name to continue the teachings that he has begun. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Christ reminds his followers that the Spirit has even more to teach, that the Spirit will come to them and guide them through the words of Jesus and beyond. To put it another way, the good news that they have found in Jesus will not end with his death. In fact, his death will make it even better, for the teachings of Jesus will continue beyond his death through the teaching of the Holy Spirit. The tough part comes, as it always does, in the hard work of actually discerning the teachings of the Spirit. Sadly, not all change comes from the Spirit. And in the same way, a dedication to the maintenance of the rich traditions of the church is no guarantee that we will not stray from the path of righteousness, that the Spirit will not leave us behind. You know, it's not easy being a Christian. It never has been, and it never will be. And anyone who tells you other side is selling something. So how do we sift through the dross and find the gold? How can we be sure of the promptings of the Spirit? The Spirit's hard to predict, hard to see coming, much like trying to find a dim star at night. It takes patience and effort to see. More often than not, you catch it out of the corner of your eye instead of looking directly at it. But even though it's hard to see, you certainly know it when you do see it. You know the Holy Spirit by the fruits that are nurtured in its presence, the fruits that grow and come to ripeness. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. When you find these gifts growing in your heart, pay close attention. For the Holy Spirit is near. My friends, I have a revelation to share, and it's not a big deal, really. But it is becoming more clear to me. The Holy Spirit is at work in this place. Okay, I know the Holy Spirit is always working on us, but I feel a little bit like the Spirit has been a little bit more obvious of late. Yes, change forced upon this community by Andrea's departure, but even more, the Spirit is moving through us and around us. The itch to consider doing things a little differently seems to be a bit more obvious of late. Now, I know that part of my job is to try out new things in an effort to get you to be a little more limber in the change department. But this seems more to me. Things we used to tolerate are becoming less so, though not in a fractious or angry way. It feels to me more like an energy that is building, an energy building for action. There is a little bit more excitement about the potential for your new rector than there is anxiety. As we get into the meat of the search process and its focused effort to explore who we are now and who God wants us to become, we're opening ourselves in more direct ways to the urgings and the longings of the Holy Spirit. And one of the things I know about the Holy Spirit is that sometimes the Spirit is as subtle as the dewfall, and sometimes as subtle as the thunderstorm. And I'd be lying to you if I didn't say that that reality makes me a bit nervous. As Jesus said to Nicodemus, the wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you don't know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. The Spirit isn't something that we lead or direct. Not even a bishop gets to do that. But the Spirit is something that can be harnessed, like the sailor harnesses the wind. Harnessed when we remember that we're all created by God, that Christ comes to us to show us the way and to redeem even our most pitiful attempts to model his life and to do his will. The Spirit is harnessed when we keep our hearts open and our minds ready to respond to the movements of the Spirit that we discern. And when we remember that the Spirit is moving around and through us constantly, shaking off our sloth like the wind that clears the branches after a heavy snow, or giving us the will to persevere in difficult times, like a breeze that cools the brow on a sultry summer afternoon. When this happens, we open our souls to the grace of God, and love pours in, and the kingdom of God comes near to us. This is what we work for, and this is what we wait for, and what we yearn for. So, as we move deeper into our search and discernment process, I invite you to be watchful, to be mindful, and to be prepared. As you see, we'll never be the same again, because we can't be. This church is a living, growing entity infused by the Spirit. The wind of the Holy Spirit is rising around us. And what it will teach us will be God's word if we have the wisdom to hear. And where it will take us will be God's will if we have the courage to follow. As we have prayed in the past to get to this point, so we pray today, and in all our tomorrows to come. Dear Lord, grant us wisdom and courage enough. Amen.